lane is all wide open with no parking. And again, as I mentioned earlier, the lanes are particularly wide throughout AutoZone, 29 feet. There is an existing fire hydrant out along on the other side of the site here at the intersection where Wheatfield Drive is. So there is a fire hydrant well within 300 feet of the building.
One final question for me, and that is the contamination report that you provided. As part of that report, there's also an emergency action plan?
Correct. The environmental scientists have put together a report that was shared with the township.
Can you just briefly review that emergency action plan for those that are present tonight?
So AutoZone had retained the services of the environmental engineer who does work for AutoZone at sites across the country. And as you can see, he had prepared a letter where he had estimated the capacity of contaminants within the project. They put together a brief letter that basically talked about how much of the proposed burning area is used for display racks, containers, how he had estimated a minimum of about 3,700 square foot for open floors would be providing containment in the event of a spill. And as I had said earlier, the thresholds have a greater depth of about 4 inches. So every one of the doors comes down to a well within the building that is 4 inches below the exterior grade of the site.
Thank you, Mr. Dodano. I have no further questions.
We'll touch base on the septic system. The septic system for the AutoZone is going to be behind the building. And a commercial building like that is really estimated at 200 gallons a day by state. So it's going to be a small system, maybe like a 20 by 30 system, something that would normally be on a three-bedroom house. So that would keep it far in from the property line, because we can't go into the buffer with it. But the testing needs to be done for it yet. Until they had the approvals, they didn't want to do the testing for that or the drainage for the sediment bit, or retention pond, whatever you want to call it. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's begin with... Do you have any questions, Squirt?
Did you say we had to go in a particular order?
Do you have any questions for Mr. Dodano?
Is it all right?
Yes.
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
Just state your name before you start, dog.
If you can come up to the mic and state your name and your address, and the court reporter may ask you to spell your name.
I'm Margaret Harris. I'm at 5D Milford Town Green Lane. Harris is H-A-R-R-I-S. My question really, the first question I have, concerns a little more clarification on the size and nature of the buffer zone. I know you mentioned landscaping, tree possibly removal. Did I hear that right? I'm asking about the buffer zone.
Carmen, if you got dead trees in the buffer zone, they'll be coming down, right?
Yes, and there may be some shrubbery that would be within the footprint of the development that would come down. But again, as you can see with the landscaping plan here, we would propose to replace anything we remove with new shrubbery, new trees. These are all intended to be full-size trees. 3-inch caliper trees for the honey locust, 3-inch caliper trees for the pin oaks, any of the evergreens we do, we've come in at 8-foot height. Now, these are the minimum sizes going into planting, and of course, the mature height for those types of trees, the honey locust, the pin oak, they can get 30 feet high, the evergreens, 12-foot high. And again, you can see there's a dense amount of new landscaping here within that 25-foot buffer, in addition to retaining whatever is already there naturally. Anything that's there today has some maturity value. It's got, it's been around for a while. As you had said, anything that's dead or diseased would be removed and would be supplemented with either new landscaping or additional landscaping.
Before you go on, I just want to invite folks, as Tony said, this is somewhat informal, although we can't have more than one person speaking at a time. If you'd like to come up and be able to see a little bit more closely and read the, you know, the different details of the plan, you're welcome to do that. Mm-hmm.
If you have more questions, please.
Yes, and if you have more questions.
And you can continue with your questions, Mrs.
Okay. You can keep going. Where they would put, and this is what's and, existing.
Okay.
This is the legend that tells you what those symbols mean.
What the trees
mean.
Are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the distance between the buffer zone and the actual construction, like the beginning of your buffer zone, not the one next to our fence, how many feet would that be,
I mean,
about?
25 feet is going to be the buffer zone, but then you have space between that and the building, like, because we'd be able to fit the septic in.
Okay, thank you for explaining it.
The buffer zone is going to go from here to here, and then you have this much room to the building.
25 feet is the minimum. The building is almost 40 feet from the property line.
It's the minimum.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can't have trees where the septic is going to go, so.
Okay, but
Once the testing is all done, we'll have a better idea in the area.
Decayed and dead trees will be removed, if
that's
I have that correct, and replacement trees. Of other landscaping.
Yep.
We heard. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And if you have anything else.
I do.
Go ahead.
Regarding cameras and security on the building, I understand that there probably will be security cameras. Where are they pointed?
Carmen, I'll take care of that. We don't really have security cameras in the store. We'll have them inside the store. We don't have outside the store. There's no camera. There aren't any cameras.
Can I ask another question related? Related to it, what time did you say the closing time is here at this store?
Typically, it's 10 o'clock. The Matamoros store is open till 10. They set some conditional rulings. I forgot what the time was. Carmen, what was the hours of operation condition?
I think we maintained at 10.
Yeah, I think we maintained at 10, and
we
allowed
7 to 10.
7 to 10, yes.
In case the truck got there
typically,
early.
Typically, like Matamoros is open 7:30 to 10.
Okay. Yes.
Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday has a
break. One at a time, please.
I just want to continue on that. Since it is such a late closing, at least for people my age, you said there would not be any outdoor cameras for security?
There are no outdoor cameras.
Will there be a fence?
No, we don't have a fence.
Are you specifically asking about a fence between them and you?
I'm asking because with late night closings, and if there isn't, you know, security could be an issue, or I'm not saying there would be, but, you know, invasion of property at that hour. I'm just thinking about concerns of security, given the late night closing and our shared property line. I'm just thinking about the security end. That's why I asked about a fence.
So forgive me, but for some reason, and I'm trying to do a little bit of research as I talk, but I believe there's an existing fence on the property between the AutoZone parcel and the and Milford Green, and I think that that's existing, and what I don't know is the ownership of it. I don't recall if it's owned by, if the good side faces out or vice versa, but I did think at one time there was a fence that was existed there.
Can our president answer that?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Dean Quirk.
Come on up, Mr. Quirk. They won't hear you online if you...
I'm Dean Quirk. There is an existing chain link fence there. It's about maybe 6 feet high, 4 foot high.
4 foot.
At the most.
Okay.
And while I'm up here, can I ask a couple questions?
Sure.
Sure.
The stormwater, where the stormwater's going to go in the back part of the property, is that going to be on the Dollar General side or the Milford Town Green side? Where the retention pond is going to go?
Yeah, that retention pond will remain on the parcel. So it's going to be part of the property. And again, this is a 3-acre piece. We've only got the front half as a lease. So that retention pond will be at the rear right side. It'll be at the north end, so it will be up toward the Milford Town Green side. But that is where currently the site drains today. That is kind of a low spot on the property today. So we're kind of mimicking the way Mother Nature has the water flowing today.
So it's going to be in the rear of the property itself, not your parcel?
Again, it's one parcel, so it'll be on the rear of the overall parcel. It will not be part of the lease area for the auto zone.
Okay. Next question, when they go put that in, are they clearing all the trees from the whole parcel? Are they clearing the whole parcel when they do the construction?
No, we're only going to clear the area as it stands today to support the construction of the auto zone. Any of the other existing trees that are on the rear of the property will remain. The only thing on the rear of the property that's being demolished is essentially the existing building.
So none of the tall pine trees are being taken down or anything, for instance?
Not on the rear parcel. If there's anything on the front parcel that's in the way of the construction of the auto zone, yes, they will be removed.
So the owner,
let him finish first, okay?
Right. So if you see on this plan, you can see a couple of existing trees that show up on that rear piece. As you can see them on the drawing, that means they are remaining.
Okay. I just want to put on record that we have wrote, as the association, we have wrote letters to the owner of the parcel concerning these tall trees that are hazardous to the area.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Quirk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
May I continue?
Yes. Yes,
ma'am.
Back to the fence. There is a chain link fence that we have approximately 4 feet high, but it's not continuous. There's an opening that's easily accessible for, if you know the property, by the blue house. That's open.
So let me...
There isn't a fence.
This is...
I'm sorry.
Can I just clarify? Is the fence on the Milford Town Green property?
See, this is what I don't know. Who owns the fence?
As far as the survey,
it's on
the line.
It's okay.
It's on the line.
Thank you.
But there is an opening and a gap before the landscape thickens. Okay, there is clearly an opening.
I can ask a question. Do you know which side of whose property the fence is actually on and the posts on the other side? Or?
I believe the post is on our property, and the fence, the chain link part is on the
other side. That side. Generally,
that's our fence.
It's your fence then.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
Go ahead.
I think the question that she's trying to get is maybe some type of privacy fence added to the plans. I think that's what she's trying to ask about.
So, Carmen, the question is, would the applicant be willing to do a privacy fence?
In the area where it's missing.
Well, I'm afraid I have to defer that question to Bill, because that is a financial...
We're putting a considerable amount of landscaping in here to buffer from your property over there. So I don't see the purpose of the fence. The landscaping is pretty much, you wouldn't even see the fence due to landscaping. That's what I'm That's what I'm worried about. And then I don't understand your safety concerns. I want to understand those. What are your safety concerns regarding a fence? I don't understand how that's going to help with safety. I'm just trying to understand from a safety aspect.
Our back, on that property line, our back decks are maybe 4 feet from that property line.
But you're going to have 25 feet of buffer there with landscaping.
Seeing our back doors.
Not with that buff, look at all that landscaping that we're putting in there, sir. I'm just saying that there's going to be plenty of trees here to block the view from the public, and these people are going to be parking, if you're concerned about nighttime at 10, 9 o'clock at night, we don't get that many customers. You might get 2 in an hour, 3 in an hour. They're going to park right by that front door that's right here.
Yeah.
They're going to park right here. They're not parking over there by your house. They're going to come in, get their part that they need, and they're going to leave. That's what they're going to do. So to answer your question on the fence, we're already spending a lot of money to enhance this building and make it pretty for the city of Milford. We're already doing a lot for landscaping. I don't really have it in my budget to add a privacy fence. I'm sorry.
I don't think you need one.
That's all.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No.
Come on up, please.
Arlene Quirk. I'm at 4A Milford Town Green. One of the suggestions from someone else that's developed property is, not to put in the pine trees or whatever you want to call these trees. From our experience, the pine trees have been a danger, basically, to Milford Town Green. Behind our place, which is right on the buffer zone, basically, there are very dangerous trees that we've asked
the owner of the lot
to take down, probably 20 plus letters, and he has not done so as of yet. Some of them are dangerous. Some of them have been over chimneys that we took it upon ourselves to cut some limbs for our safety. Mm-hmm. I think one of the suggestions was, instead of spending the money on these pine trees, that maybe put in large hydrangea bushes that would grow 6 to 12 feet high. You would save the money through not the pine trees, but just change what you're putting there to increase the buffer zone and make it safer. In our circle, where we just got rid of 8 humongous pine trees due to safety concerns. So we would want to see if there's a possibility of switching that out and maybe take, whether it's you or the owner, take away some of these dangerous pine trees along the property line. That would definitely be a concern. My question to you, I guess, would be the chemical pit, the 4-foot pit. How is that emptied, and how often is that emptied?
The pit would never be filled, hopefully. Okay. We hope that it never gets filled. The pit is there as a safety precaution in case there was ever a fire, and we had to put the fire out, and there was water in there mixed with the chemicals. It's like a big swimming pool.
Okay.
And they would send some type of a safety clean or whatever would come in and clean and pump that out. Similar to what we do for our waste oil. Carmen had mentioned we have a waste oil container that is in the store. Whenever people change their oil, they can bring back their old oil so they're not dumping it down in your sewers or your drain, your stormwater drains. And we empty that out with a company called Safety Clean. They come in and they hook it up and it's all clean. They don't empty anything. But as far as your tree question, and landscaping question, we'd have to refer to Carmen. He's the tree expert.
Okay.
But in my opinion, hydrangeas usually shed their leaves in the wintertime. Mine do. And you would have nothing now because we're taking it out. So you need to have those evergreens in between to kind of keep it green all year round, and you have that buffer.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've looked and saw how high these trees are. So that's our concern.
Yeah, no,
to strictly say pine tree is tough because there's all different kinds.
Yeah.
The ones you're talking about are the white pines. They're useless. They grow very tall. The branches fall out of them.
Well, we'd like to do whatever we could to get rid of what's existing pine tree wise, but also keeping our privacy.
Well, the evergreen trees that we're proposing are Blue Point junipers. The intent of the code, the reason for the buffer is to provide some type of screening between this non-residential development and the residential development. And that screening is intended to be visual, cut down on noise, et cetera. So these Blue Point junipers, of which there are only 9 we're proposing, are all at our side of the buffer. So we're not proposing any of those pine trees close to the property line. They're here intended to fill in the gaps in between the deciduous trees to try to create that solid visual buffer. Within that 25-foot landscape buffer, there are only 2 existing trees that we identified that we felt were worth retaining, that we felt, looking at them, they were healthy, they had good root structure, they had a good trunk structure. So there are only 2 existing trees that were proposed. A lot of the other existing landscaping, some of which, by the way, is on the Milford Town Green property, we just wanted to encourage that to remain because it just creates a much denser buffer between the non-residential and the residential. But as you can see, those pine trees are way at the end of the property, right along the 25-foot buffer line, again, intending to create that solid mass of visual evergreen, like Bill said, year-round green that provides a visual density, provides some noise reduction, nothing that's at the property line.
And who's responsible for taking care of the buffer zone? Is that AutoZone?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's AutoZone's landscaping. It's AutoZone's responsibility.
Okay. Can I ask how big that retention pond is you were talking about that's going to be in the back of the property?
I don't have that size yet. Our initial design showed it to be like about 60 by 60. But again, that's going to be dependent upon what type of infiltration rate we can get when we do the infiltration testing. We have ordered the infiltration testing, and that's strictly for the stormwater. The SEO will do infiltration for the septic system, but we've ordered infiltration testing for the stormwater management. We hope to have that report back in about 3 or 4 weeks, and then we can really dive into the design of the pond. It will not be very deep because we don't have a lot of grade to work with, so that pond might be maybe 3 feet deep, and it is not intended to be a wet pond. It's intended to dry within 24 hours of a major storm event, so you're not expecting to see water stay in that pond all the time.
So this might be a good time to just remind everybody that this is the beginning of the process. This is a conditional use hearing for zoning approval. The applicant still has to go through and obtain his state permit, as well as a land development approval, and it's at the time of the land development application that they'll also have to provide the township with specific plans for stormwater and specific plans for sewage. That'll all have to be approved as part of the land development. This is only, the purpose of this hearing is just to go into whether or not the use itself is suitable for the site.
My only other comment is just please be aware that there's a bad septic back there in where you might be putting that retention. So that would, of course, have to be cleaned up because we smell it a lot. So just so you're aware. It's probably property.
Since all of the buildings are being demolished, there'll be no flow to that existing septic system. And I think you're right. I think the retention pond is intended to go in place of where the septic is, because again, that appeared to us to be the place where we might have the best infiltration.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Questions? Come on up, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I live at 5C Milford Town Green Lane. My name is Henry Mocko, M-O-C-K-O. This is my opposition to AutoZone. I hear the Dollar General store dumpsters, and it wakes me up every Thursday at 5:45. Route 6 is already has traffic congestion. Sometimes it would be a 3-minute wait for me to enter Route 6. I thought that the leaser, Bill Rosato, wanted a quaint Milford Town Green Lane. The leaser, Bill Rosato, wanted a quaint Milford PA. It's now a serene meadow, and they want a circus with clown colors to be built there. When I traveled from my task to the Dollar General store, I saw two cars totaled outside the Dollar on Route 6, and a few months later I saw another crash of the same. I don't like people to die. No AutoZone for me. It's in my backyard. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm Allison Milstein. I live at 4D Milford Town Green. Three separate things. Your buffer zone. My backyard faces the small white building. I don't know how far down that tree removal would go. I have a pine tree that's right over my house that's on this property line that you're planning to develop. I've had branches fall on my roof on my deck randomly. I've had them hit my chimney. I'm concerned for my safety. The trees are a danger. I have one that's dead. I have one that has multiple large woodpecker holes. I've written to the owner multiple times with no result, no response. It's very frustrating. So I don't know how far down that tree removal would be in that buffer zone.
When you say the white building, do you mean the garage?
The small white building I look across at.
That's outside of the area that they're working on. So.
So I would be out of luck.
That's up to them.
Okay. In regard to the water flow and the drainage, should that overflow, where would that overflow disperse to if it's on closer to our side?
That one's for you, Garmin.
Well, as the township knows, stormwater management is a critical design element for any development. It becomes particularly critical when you have over an acre of disturbance, because now not only must you comply with the township requirements, you now must meet the county conservation requirements and the Pennsylvania DEP requirements. So the discharge of the stormwater from this development cannot exceed the pre-development release rate. That is one of the cardinal requirements of any stormwater management design. And again, we try to mimic the flow that wherever Mother Nature is sending the water today is where we will try to mimic that flow at the post-construction development phase. But again, it is illegal for us to discharge stormwater onto anybody else's property in excess of what may go there today. That system will be designed to be compliant with state, county, and local requirements. We're very confident and comfortable that we have enough property to adequately design a stormwater management system that will not only be compliant with the code, but also be an asset to the community. It's not going to be a system that's going to put a burden on the community. I mean, after all, AutoZone is a good corporate citizen. They want our neighbors to shop at our store. And I can tell you, in my experience with AutoZone, they try to do everything the right way, as do we. So I have every confidence that the storm system that we design will not only meet the requirements of the code, but also be an asset to the development. Right now, if you think about it, there is no stormwater control off this property. That will change when the front half is constructed as an AutoZone, and it'll change to the better.
Thank you.
Carmen, when, because we're, you know, not all professional engineers, when you say that the stormwater detention area is designed not to remain wet, but to hold water for 24 hours, what happens to the water flow? Can you just clarify that what you're saying is that when there's a heavy rain event, that detention pond will collect the stormwater and retain it so that it doesn't leave the site at a high speed, but has time to soak into the ground and to be discharged at a normal pace so that it doesn't send more water off the site than what you would already normally experience. Is that correct?
That's correct. Through a combination of infiltration, through a combination of oversized conveyance pipes, through a combination of a retention pond design, it's expected the stormwater will be managed in such a way that there will not be any excess flow off the property, and that retention pond will ultimately drain a dry. Typically, we try to do it within a 24-hour period, but again, a lot of that design will be driven by the infiltration rates we get back from the testing.
Thank you. And I just have one more clarification. Inside the building, there will be no sprinkler system for an emergency fire?
No. There is no sprinkler system in the building.
Or commercial buildings?
I don't believe. Carmen, is the sprinkler system's not required in this town, right?
Well, it's not required for a couple of reasons. Number one, the occupant load does not exceed the requirement. The square footage does not exceed. And the type of construction, this is non-combustible construction, which means it's masonry and steel. So it does not, the structure itself does not catch fire very easily or very quickly. So by code, it's not required to be sprinkled.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, Ms. Adams.
Back to the trees. I just want another clarification, and I also want to ask you, if you're aware of the height of those trees. I don't know what kind of pine trees they are. I'm not sure. The most recent one that fell from the owner's property, which has been clearly documented, actually landed next to my house 3 inches from the electric box, crossed the only entrance and exit to 20 units in Milford Town Green. So I'm not sure you're aware of the size and magnitude and danger that caused and could cause again within the buffer zone.
Well, if I understood him correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, Carmen, you said you evaluated the trees and only two are worth keeping, right, behind there?
Correct, but again, you know, since there is some concern, we will take another look at that existing landscaping that we are showing as scheduled to remain at the eastern part of the AutoZone parcel. And if our landscape architect or arborist determines that there are some other things that should change, because again, we're talking about a survey that was done almost 18 months ago. If we do see anything that presents a hazard or a danger to ourselves and to our neighbors, then we will have them removed. And if we remove a tree, we would either replace in kind or replace with supplementals to maintain the buffer requirement. But again, I want to emphasize, everybody, we're only dealing with the front half of the property. I cannot speak to the rear half of the property, but that's outside of our lease area. So it's just that very small strip. And as you can see where the Milford Town Green Lane is, pretty much the lane coming in is very, very close to our property. I would imagine, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but most of the residences are probably more to the east, more toward the rear of the property.
Can I ask a question, Carmen? How far back on that northern line does it go back, our demise premises go back? Because I have a map on my phone that I can show them exactly where it would be with an aerial. How far back is that?
I knew someone would ask me a question and have the answer, so I didn't expect it to be you. I think the overall property line building, I think, is 244 feet. I think we're like about 160 or 170 feet of that, but let me double-check that, if I may.
Well, can I show you that? I know I can't show the group this, but is it okay if I show her this?
Yeah, sure.
So you can see on this, this is an aerial, right? This is the property, and these are your guys' houses over here.
Where are we?
You guys are over here. You're over here. This is all your community, and then this is the Milford Farmhouse property. And you can see that road at the end coming in. That's your entryway. And you can see it hasn't turned off yet. So we're from this one to that two, that's about where we're going to be. All this stuff back here, we're not even going to even go by the houses there. We're going to be right up in the front here. This whole back is not going to be developed back here. So there appears to be a lot of trees back there, and there's other houses back there, and there's other structures back there. Those structures will come down, but the owner is not taking down any of those trees, and we're just going to be messing with this front section right here. That's it.
So, thank you.
It's 245 feet.
How much? 245. So that line that I did is 262 feet back. So it's actually...
The right-of-way line, 245 feet. And if you want a point of reference, that wood fence, there's a wood fence near that grouping of trees. That wood fence, the beginning of that wood fence is just about the end of our lease line.
Yeah, so where I have this number three, so this is the road. This is number three. That's how far back we're going. The rest of this is all going to be open land, except for back here in this corner, they're going to make the stormwater detention pond back there. In that corner right over there, way back there. Yeah, you can't even see it.
Now, when you say they are going to make the stormwater detention
pond. So they is us. They is us. We are they. I am they.
Thank you.
Okay.
I got one question. To get to the retention pond, you have to, is it just going to be a pipe going back
there? Yeah, he showed it to us on that stormwater plan. There's a big, he's going to have a big round pipe with perforated holes in it with gravel all the way down there. So as it's going down and flowing, it'll be seeping into the ground and then making it to that pond. And the pond will dry up within 24 hours.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I can do this. I can do what Carmen does.
I think you're familiar with the show.
I'm sorry, Bob. Does the
property owner have to be here for the development?
One to three on your phone. Can you show me over here? I'm sorry. I'm not as adept at this as you are. I'm in building one. I'm the first unit.
Building one's
and
like right over here.
It's way buildings.
Over here. It's way over here.
You're in building one.
So no, the buffer zone.
There's no buildings yet until you get to about right here. See on the plan, look. See, I'll show you again the aerial. There's no buildings. Hold on, let me get my lamp glide up. Sorry. See how this road is right here coming in? This is the road. And it kind of turns as it goes into your little neighborhood there.
Right.
Well, the turn hasn't even started. So you can see the first house. This number three is 242 feet back. That's from here to here is 242 feet. So we're not even going to be by the houses. The first house is probably right here.
That's me, right?
That's you.
That's me.
We're
but
not
you're,
even.
You're taking care of this as buffer zone area or no?
No. We're just doing this piece right here. This is the landowner that we're leasing from.
Oh.
What he does with back here, we have no control over.
So the trees that I was talking about before are not going to be your concern. Is that correct?
Correct. If they're behind this line right here, which is only 242 feet back, or 244, actually, it's here, 244. I thought you said 244, we won't be responsible for anything beyond that.
Carmen, could you please clarify, when you're doing your stormwater detention basin, do you expect that you're going to be disturbing any landscaping in order to create the basin?
There'll probably be some, naturally there'll be some disturbance back in that rear corner. I don't know how many trees may need to be removed in order to get the footprint. Again, a lot of that design is going to be driven by the infiltration testing. If we get really good infiltration testing on the lease parcel, that pond may get extremely small because the water may never make it to the pond. It'll seep into the ground under the lease area. But until I get the infiltration testing results, it's hard for me to give you an accurate answer as to how big it may be.
So between this part of the project.
Okay.